Representative Custer, you're one I'm not going to ask if you're running for governor of the U.S. Senate. I think you're running for another term in the second congressional district, so we'll start with that. But a lot of our newsmakers, you never know these days. It's been quite a fluid few weeks or week. But anyway, let's start off. Infrastructure bill. President came here on Tuesday up to Woodstock. That passed, something you've been supportive of. You can comment on the infrastructure bill, but what about the bigger budget question? You know, a lot of people, reconciliation was pushed off. There's questions on the final amount. Where do you think that ends up at?
Sure. So let me start with the bipartisan infrastructure bill, because it was a big win for the American people and definitely for New Hampshire. I always say, Jack, we have to keep track of our M's and B's and T's here in Washington, but $1.1 billion to New Hampshire for new roads and highways over the next 5 years. Victoria Sheehan from the DOT saying it's good to be able to plan ahead. We've got a 10-year plan in New Hampshire, and another $225 million for bridge repairs. We were on an 82-year-old bridge up in Woodstock, clearly needs repair. We've got funding that I worked very hard. I was on the House Rural Broadband Task Force, $100 million to expand broadband. And, you know, during COVID, it really pulled back the curtain on the inequities and families that just didn't have access. They were trying to work from home. Mm-hmm. Kids were trying to go to school from home, you know, college students and young people. And then people getting their health care, telehealth. So that's going to be a really big deal. And then tackling the PFAS issue that we've talked a lot about. So funding for water infrastructure.
Quick question, so just on the infrastructure. Just on the infrastructure. Quick mm-hmm. question for you. Governor Sununu was on after Senator Hassan kicked off our show Tuesday morning, and Senator Shaheen. We had both senators on before the president's visit, and then the governor at 9:35 was on the show. He talked to the president, sent a letter. First point he had, I don't have the letter in front of me, but I remember, was that New Hampshire was 50th in the highway funding level, and he, you know, Vermont was ahead of us. And then later, is that accurate, by the way?
My understanding is it's not accurate. Yeah. And so, you know, we've had extensive meetings with Victoria Sheehan at the DOT. New Hampshire gets, you know, excellent funding. As I said, it's going to be over $1 billion. I mean, we're going to be busy trying to use those funds, repair all those roads, bridges, highways. We're talking about bringing rail to New Hampshire that we've talked about for a long time. I'm excited about that, and water infrastructure and broadband. So New Hampshire is going to do just fine under this bill. And, you know, it's great to have a all-Democratic federal delegation to work with Pete Buttigieg, who's a good friend of ours, Secretary of Transportation mm-hmm. down here in D.C., to make sure that New Hampshire gets our fair share. Look, I've always said my goal is for every tax dollar that we send to Washington, we get at least a buck back. And that's where we're headed in when major legislation like this comes through. This is the biggest infrastructure package, Jack, that has happened right. certainly in our lifetime. This is something that every president, Republican or Democrat, you know, it became the brunt of late-night jokes that President Trump kept talking about Infrastructure Week. Well, right. we got it done, and I'm really excited about it. And very bipartisan, votes in the House and the Senate. It was really a good bill.
And that's a fair point. Both administrations, both sides have been talking about this for a long time, as they have for immigration reform. Let me switch gears. Where do you think the bigger spending reconciliation, if you had to say, is it a smaller amount? Are you worried about? Because one of the things you hear is that people don't have to worry if you make less than $400,000. What I pointed out in the show, Representative Custer, is that's a little disingenuous. If you're a small business owner, a couple in New Hampshire, and you gross in your business more than $400,000, but you're not making that, your taxes would go up on some of the proposed stuff with the reconciliation. But right now it's up in the air because of Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema and maybe some in the House. Do you think something will pass by the end of the year?
Yeah, we're going to have a vote. Yeah, we're starting the debate today on the floor of the House, so folks can tune into that. We're going to be voting here, I would say, sometime in the next 48 hours. You know, we're going to stay until we get it done. Obviously, it's important work.
What level will you think it will end up being?
Right now, the bill is just over $1 trillion. I think it's $1.5 trillion. And here's what it has in it. And by the way, do not worry about concerns about inflation on this bill. Moody's has put out our report, one of the top, economic advisors and analysis. This bill is fully paid for. It is not going to impact inflation. But here's what it has in it, and I know people are really struggling. You know, coming out of COVID, and thank you, by the way, for your coverage in the lead-in, talking about the crisis we have in our hospitals across the state right now. We have a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and people have got to get that vaccine to keep themselves safe and their families. But we, what we know is that people really struggled. One in four women left the workplace because kids were at home. They couldn't, child care is closed down, all the rest. So we're going to invest in hardworking Granite State families and families all across the country. We've got the child tax credit. We've got child care funding that's going to bring down the cost of child care for these hardworking families. And we've got an investment in children, 3 and 4 year olds, that will be going to school, getting into, you know, their ABCs, their 1, 2, 3s with good teachers and good pay for those teachers.
Right.
And that's going to make a huge difference. I mean, talk to a family with young kids. It's prohibitive, the cost of child care. And then cutting prescription drugs. We've talked about that for such a long time. It'll be great to get that finally done. Helping seniors. I've got a legislation in this bill that saves seniors by eliminating out-of-pocket costs for their vaccines, and the package is fully paid for. So we'll send it over to the Senate before the weekend's out, and they're going to come back and get it done. And I have full confidence. I've talked to Senator Manchin. I had a good, long conversation with him. I know Kyrsten Sinema very well. We've talked to her, and we'll get this bill done. And, you know, I would expect in December, before Christmas, and people will start to see relief in the new year.
Thank you for the update. Representative Cusper, before we let you go real quickly on Good Morning Hampshire, a couple things. I asked Representative Pappas this yesterday in a separate interview, First District. You know, these things are floated sometimes, and they may get ahead of themselves or not, whether it's to grow the IRS to require personal check reporting of $600 or more in a person's checking account.
We feedbacked that.
It
was so great.
Right.
We got that taken out. Look for your dive.
No, I appreciate that. And Pat, Representative Pappas talked about that. But what about this one that people ask me about all the time? Are they really going to pay illegal immigrants separated at the border $450,000? Or is that something that, again, is Beltway echo
it's
chamber?
It's not happening.
Okay, the last one, the president said it's not happening. The last one I'm going to ask you, it's clear the state Democrat Party, and I've asked Governor Sununu about this before and Senator Hassan on the show when it looked like there was going to be a U.S. Senate matchup, which we're not going to see. But it's clear that abortion and women's rights, you know, these issues are sort of hot again. I live in the Seacoast, and you're already seeing on people's lawns, you know, repeal the Sununu abortion ban. The governor says that's a lie, and that it's situations after 7 months. But my question to you is, what passed the House there in that bill that the governor signed that the Democrats have been so critical of against him? Is that an abortion ban or not?
Yeah. Oh, honestly, he made a terrible mistake. I was shocked that he signed that. Sending doctors to jail, Jack, that is going way beyond the pale, and he's going to have a real problem at the ballot box. You watched, just getting the word out, the month of August, he dropped 10 points. I mean, listen, live free or die. That is what this is about. Get your hands off our personal, private decisions. We do not need Governor Sununu in the bedroom making these decisions. People live their lives, and they make good decisions, they make good choices, but this is part of their health care, and it's privacy. I was an adoption attorney for 25 years. Mm-hmm. These are the most personal, private decisions that you're ever going to make in your lifetime, when and whether to have a child. And I just think he made a terrible mistake, and I think, honestly, I think that's why he didn't run for Senate. I think he knew that issue is so powerful. Look at the polling in New Hampshire. Yeah. It's off the charts. 3 out of 4 Americans in the whole country, 75% in the country.
But does that bill only
a woman's right to choose?
But does that bill only address, because I'm trying to understand this. I mean, I've read this. I've looked at it. It says only address abortions after 7 months or not?
No, here's the problem. We stand to lose the Roe v. Wade protections by June. That case will be argued December 1st in the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. by June, this, Trump court is going to overturn Roe v. Wade. We'll have no protections. We have to rely on state law. And now he's changed state law that's going to send doctors to jail. And I just think it's a big mistake.
All right, Representative Custer, I'd like to get you back again soon on talking about some veterans issues. I think
Jack,
you have a chance
I'll be back.
We'll talk about some veteran issues.
Great to be with you.
Thank you very much, Representative Van Custer.
And thank you for your efforts on the food drive as well on Sunday. That's really important.
Caring and sharing. Thank you, Representative Custer. Get you back soon. Good morning, New Hampshire.
Care.